Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and I have to tell you, I'm in the mood for some good news. Are you? Well, I've actually got some great news. A high school teacher in Dorchester has been named a finalist for National Teacher of the Year. Sydney Chafee teaches 9th grade English and Social Studies at Codman Academy Charter Public School in Dorchester, and she was also named Massachusetts Teacher of the Year in May, and she joins us now in the studio. Sydney Chafee, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you. It's exciting to be here.
Congratulations. How does it feel to be a finalist for National Teacher of the Year?
It's amazing. It's a great honor. It's humbling. You know, there are so many teachers all over the state and all over the country doing amazing work, and it's a really great opportunity to be able to represent them.
Okay. So you teach ninth grade English at Codman.
I teach ninth grade humanities.
Ninth grade humanities. Yeah. Okay, so tell me a little bit about what you teach.
Yeah, so I teach a year-long course called Justice and Injustice, and we teach literacy through the lens of looking at these four historical moments where justice and injustice were at play. So we relearn the story of Columbus, we learn the story of the Haitian Revolution, right now we're learning about apartheid, and we end the year by talking about whether Puerto Rico is a colony or not.
Oh, I can only imagine. And do your students debate that?
Yeah, they do.
What are those debates like?
Oh, they're amazing. We spend the whole year talking about colonialism and talking about these moments where Europeans colonized various places and what happened and the justice and injustice that comes into play there, mostly injustice. And how did people fight for justice? And then we talk about America today and we say, okay, there's this place, Puerto Rico. Let's look at it. It's called a territory, but what do you all think? And they, you know, they really get into it and they talk about, they try to parse out, well, what's the difference between a colony and a territory? And they come up against the fact that the language is that there's a lot of gray area. Mm-hmm. And that's always really fun for me when there's no right answer, because that's when the kids get really fired up and they're really, really learning when I don't have the right answer and it's up to them to figure it out. Mm-hmm. And we end that usually by thinking about, so what should Puerto Rico be? Should it be a state? Should it be a territory? Should it be its own country? And that's really fun to see what they come up with.
Oh, fascinating. And I imagine that, in all the countries and areas that you talked about where you're looking at the lens of history through injustice and injustice, that maybe some of your students actually have family connections to those places.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the reasons that my school, Codman Academy, wanted the ninth graders to learn about the Haitian Revolution is because we do have a large population of students who are Haitian American. So that's always fun to learn about that moment in history and have kids make connections with their own families and their own family history, and to really feel this sense of pride or be able to express that sense of pride about the place where they come from.
Now, you've been teaching at Codman Academy for
10 years.
Yeah. Time flies, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Had you taught anywhere else before that?
So I taught at Citizen Schools, which is an academic out-of-school time program. I did a fellowship there for 2 years. And before that, I was in college. I did one summer at Summerbridge, but Codman is the first school that I've been at.
Was teaching something that was a calling to you from a young age? Or
no, not that I knew of. You know, looking back now, I can sort of see it. You know, I was bossy and I like to learn things. And so I wanted...
Well, let's rephrase that and call it you were a natural leader.
There it is. No, I wanted to be a writer. So I went to Sarah Lawrence College to be a poet. And one of my mentors there was Lita Sizer, who is the daughter of Ted Sizer, great education reformer. And so she sort of started to introduce me to this world of progressive education. And I started doing some reading, and that's how I got into it. So I never studied education in college, not until I went to grad school. And then, you know, I realized very quickly, oh, this is what I love. This is my passion. I'm good at it. And it fuels me. And how wonderful to have a job where I feel really good every day and I feel really excited about what I'm doing and I'm constantly learning.
And challenged, I presume.
Oh, absolutely. There's always something to be better at. There's always something new to learn. So it's a really exciting job. Absolutely.
Yeah. So let me ask you, in a speech or remarks that you gave when you were named Massachusetts Teacher of the Year, you talked about another source of inspiration, and that was your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me a little bit about her?
Yeah. So when I started kindergarten, my mother went back to college. She had left school to be a mom, and she'd stayed home with my sister for 5 years. And then I was born. She stayed home with me for 5 years. So she'd been out of school for 10 years, and she decided to go back. And so I was in kindergarten and I was learning how to read and write, and she was getting her degree. And then she didn't stop there. She went on and got a master's. She started working toward a doctorate. So my whole childhood growing up, my mother was either a student or a teacher, because eventually she started to teach as well. And so I came up in this house of really strong women, and with the understanding that to be educated and to know things was truly valuable. And was powerful. And that was a part of her feminism as well, which was really inspirational to me. So one of the things that I'm excited about with this whole journey that I'm on is being able to have my own daughter see that. You know, she's only two, but I'm so proud of the fact that she will be able to look back and know that her mother did these things while being a mom and valued these things, and that's really special to me.
So teaching is one of those professions which, of course, very often can be incredibly rewarding for all the reasons why you were stating, but it's also really hard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, can you tell me about some of the challenges that you faced, or maybe times where it got tough for you?
Yeah, it's incredibly hard, you know, because you get into this work because you want to do right by kids, and you believe that all kids can learn, and with the right supports, all kids can be successful. And it often feels like there are just not enough hours in the day to help every single kid in the way that you need to or you want to. And that is an incredibly difficult feeling. So I often will talk to new teachers about the feeling of, you know, you're trying to juggle all of these different responsibilities and all of these different goals that you have, and you're constantly dropping one ball or another and constantly scrambling to pick it up and then dropping another. And I think a lot of teachers struggle with this sense of never being good enough at what we're doing and never doing enough to help the kids. And I think it's something that as teachers, we really have to fight against, because there's a really, really healthy drive in teachers to constantly improve ourselves and to constantly learn more and to collaborate with one another to do better. But it can cross a line into a place where we're not taking the time to care for ourselves and acknowledge the good and the power in what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, it can be really challenging to come up against.
I mean, has that happened to you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I joke with my principal all the time that I'm 10 years in and I still feel like I'm in my first year sometimes. I still feel like I have no idea what I'm doing. And I think that is in some ways really common for teachers. Teachers always want to get better. I mean, one of the reasons that we teach is because we love to learn, and we believe that we can always be learning. We're lifelong learners. And so, yeah, I've had so many times over the years where I've just felt like, oh, there's so much more I want to do, and how will I ever find the time to do all of this work?
Yeah.
And it's a, you know, it's a good challenge to have, but it can be hard.
So I'm wondering, now that you've been doing this for 10 years, what do you think are some of the lessons you've learned as an educator about things that work for students, or sort of broader things that we could sort of maybe ideally put into place, you know, in schools across the state?
Absolutely. So one thing I'm really invested in is just relationship building and thinking about how do teachers build relationships with students that enable us to do really hard work together. So the work that we're asking students to do is hard. And by building strong relationships with them and by building trust with students, we can really get them to do really hard work. We can get them to take risks. And ultimately, by taking risks, they're going to learn and grow so much more. So I'm really interested right now in the social and emotional learning work that's happening. In the state of Massachusetts, Massachusetts Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, they are also putting resources into social and emotional learning, SEL, right
mm-hmm.
now. So they've come out with revised frameworks that include references to SEL and are sort of getting feedback right now from educators across the state on that. So I'm really excited about that work. I think that anytime we can put time and thought and resources into thinking about our students' overall well-being, their social and emotional learning, as well as their academic learning and how those two things intertwine, we're going to be doing better by kids.
I feel like that's one of the things that we should like constantly be doing and learning no matter what age we are, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Sydney Chafee teaches ninth grade English and social studies at Codman Academy Charter Public School in Dorchester, and she is a finalist for National Teacher of the Year. The winner is going to be announced in the spring. She's also been named Massachusetts Teacher of the Year. So Sydney Chafee, congratulations. We're all pulling for you in the spring. And thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.